我们需要你。
We need you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
谢谢你要赐下智慧和启示的灵。
Thank you for sending down your spirit of truth and wisdom.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
And to bring light into our spiritual eyes.
让我们认识你跟你的话。
So that we know you more and understand your word.
也帮助我们的分享能够彼此造就。
And help this time of fellowship be able to build one another.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢神啊，这年轻一代对中文、英文都能够掌握的好啊，感谢神。那各位弟兄姐妹啊，我们现在来到的一个时候，是一个越来越有一些要我们提醒我们的事情，是一个危机的时刻。
Brothers and sisters, we're at a time where we need to be really urgent about certain things.
因为我们知道魔鬼看到他的日子不多。
Because we know that the devil knows that his time is short.
那启示录是讲他气愤愤的下来。
And in the book of Revelations, it talks about Satan being furious coming down.
但一方面好像他在这个世界上下来，好像有很多的攻击搅扰。
And from one aspect, we see that he comes down and he attacks and he creates disruption.
但是主耶稣的意思是什么？
But what does Jesus mean?
他要我们在这样的一个世代。
What he wants for us in this age.
为他兴起发光。
To stand up and to be a light.
那然后他要我们做一个得胜的基督徒。
And he wants us to be an overcomer.
那在启示录十二章十一节，启示录我们先从第十节开始读起来，十节十一节。
So let us read Revelations chapter 12, verse 11.
或是我们从第七节到十一节好了，七节到十一节。
We'll start from verse 7 to 11.
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战。龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜。天上没有他的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔下地上，他的使者也一同被下去。我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那咒门神面前昼夜控告我们的已被摔下去了，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ.For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
特别十一节，我们再读一次。
Especially verse 11, let's read it again.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
我们知道，基督徒有几个仇敌。
We know that as Christians we have several enemies.
第一个就是撒旦。
The first one is Satan.
那他是古龙。
He is this ancient serpent.
那他要攻击那个怀孕的妇人。
And we know that the Satan wants to attack in Revelations this woman who is with child.
在摩西出生的时代，他是这么做。
And even back in the Old Testament with Moses, that's during Moses' time, that's what Satan wanted to do.
他要收生婆，把生下来的希伯来人的孩子丢到河里面淹死或是杀掉，这样子。对。
He wanted all the babies that were born from the Hebrew women to be thrown into the river or to be killed.
那耶稣降生的时代也是如此。
And similarly, when Jesus was born, similar things happened.
希律也是要杀两岁以下的孩子。
Herod wanted to kill all the babies two and younger.
那有人提到在我们这个时代，这个妇人也预表教会。
We know that in this day and age, this woman is also representative of the church.
那所以那个妇人在产难中，在生产的苦难中。
So when this woman is in labor,
那魔鬼就是那个红龙要吞吃妇人产生的孩子。
This dragon, the serpent, is waiting to try to devour the child.
当我们信耶稣以后，我们有了耶稣的生命。
And when we believe in Christ, we have the life from Christ.
但是当我们逐渐的长大，
but as we grow old,
那逐渐的有耶稣基督的身量，
as we grow and develop the character of Christ,
那耶稣要借着我们，
Jesus wants to use us,
来为他得国，
to win and bring about the kingdom of God.
那仇敌不是甘心的，
so the devil is not happy.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，在世上你们有苦难。
That's why in the Bible it says that in this world we will have suffering.
那在它里边有平安。
But in Christ there is peace.
我们现在看到仇敌是从天上被打下去。
So we see here that the enemy here is being hurled down.
所以他被打到这个地和海。
He was hurled down onto the earth.
在有一处讲到说地和海有祸了。
And elsewhere in the Bible says that the earth and the seas, woe to the earth and sea.
Yeah. 那各位弟兄姊妹，我们要胜过撒旦，我们求主帮助我们，先真的要住在属天的领域。
If we want to overcome the devil and the enemy, we need to ask God to help us to dwell in
celestial realm,
in the spiritual realm.
那就是住在耶稣里边。
And to dwell in Jesus.
那仇敌被打下来，他是在二重天之下。
So when the enemy was hurled down, it was hurled.Beneath the second heavens.
你可以看到这个世上现在很多的混乱。
You can observe today in our world all types of disasters.
黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
You can see the darkness in the world and among people.
那很多很多的混乱，不只是在自然界，在就是在国家。或是在家庭都有一些征战。
And there are chaos and warfare, whether it's among nations, among families.
Yeah, 但是神呼召什么？
But what is God's calling for us?
其实我们今天活着，我们最大的盼望就是要做一个得胜者。
So you know, for us to live on this earth, you know, one of our great hopes is for us to be.An overcomer.
神拣选我们要成为得胜者。
God chose us to be overcomers.
那是一个很伟大的赏赐。
And that is a great
reward
that God has for us.
他在每一个教会都在呼召得胜者。
And in every church, he is calling out for overcomers.
那首先我们先看到这一边在十一节有三个方面的得胜。
And here when we read in verse 11, there are three aspects to being an overcomer.
第一个就是耶稣基督的宝血。
And the first is the blood of Jesus Christ.
你知道仇敌是一个控告者。
Now you know that the devil, he accuses.
那如果我们有什么错，他就会控告我们。
And if we have any wrongs, he will accuse us.
那我们也要很小心。
So we have to be very careful.
我们也不要成为一个定罪的执事。
We don't want to become to be able to be
a ministry of judgment.
To have the ministry of judgment.
那因为不知不觉我们也会去控告别人。
Because we might, you know, start to actually accuse others as well.
因为其实每一个人所经过的都是不容易。
Because truthfully, whatever any of us goes through is not easy.
神让我们有份于耶稣。
But God allowed us to have, you know, to share in the portion of Christ.
那跟他有亲密的连接。
He allowed us to have this intimate relationship with.
当我们跟主有连接，我们很享受。
And when we're in that relationship, we, you know, we are filled.
我们会觉得有神的同在很甘甜。
We can enjoy and the sweetness of God's presence.
但是当我们交通于基督，也交通于他的十字架。
And when we also, you know, share in his cross and in Christ.
那这个耶稣的十字架会把别人的老我，把我们的老我都显出来。
It reveals our old self, and it also reveals the old self of others.
就是借着环境。
Through the environment that we're in.
我们都不完全。
And none of us are perfect.
那神就是借着这个十字架，有的时候在一起相处，越是靠近的人，神会借着越靠近的人，把我们的己生命显出来。
And so God uses the power of his cross and in the relationships that we have, and often it's with the people we're closest to, and it, you know, reveals to us our inner self.
为什么耶稣在圣经里面讲，他说人的仇敌就是自己的家人。
That's why in the Bible it says that often our enemies are those in our family.
因为我们自己的家人，我们有相爱。
Because in our family we have love.
可是我们那个爱可能只是在魂的层面。
But our love might only be limited to the our soul.
在情感的方面。
It's mainly out of emotions.
那有的时候，当我们就会期许对方成为我们所期望的。
And oftentimes we have an expectations for other people, to be a particular way.
那当对方不是我们所期许的时候，那样的时候。
And when those people do not meet our expectations.
因为我们不同，来自不同的个体，有的时候那个就会有所谓的魂结。
Because we all come from different places, and when we come together in that way, it sometimes, it creates conflict.
那会有那个所谓的魂结 soul tie.
And sometimes it creates soul ties.
那我们需要耶稣的宝血。
And so we need Jesus' blood.
一方面，当神显明我们的过犯的时候，我们愿意承认自己的过犯，神是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪。
And so on one hand, when Jesus reveals to us our own transgressions, we should turn to him to repent and ask him for forgiveness of our sins.
慢慢我们越来越得胜。
So over time, we become more and more of an overcomer.
另外一方面，当神显明出别人的不是的时候。
On the other hand, when through God reveals other people's shortcomings,
那我们需要忍耐。
Then we need to have patience.
那有的时候我们可以用爱心谦卑说诚实话。
And certain times we can use you know, love, kindness, kind words, and humility to say loving words.
而且那个说诚实话需要很有神的恩膏。
And actually being able to say, you know, words of truth and love requires, a lot of God's anointing.
我们的动机是好的。
A lot of us, our motivations are, you know, are good.
也许我们的话也是对的。
And perhaps what we're saying is right.
但是是不是有恩膏？
But is it anointed from God?
是不是在对的时刻？
Is it at the right time?
那这些都很需要，还有一个谦卑的态度。
And so all of these are necessary, and especially having, a humble attitude.
有的时候，当我们想要指正别人的时候，我们自己里面的己很强，我们有自己的意。
Sometimes when we want to correct other people, it's actually a lot of our own self-will.Our self-interest.
那当我们要去 correct 别人的时候，要去改正别人的时候，结果别人的老我又被我们卷弄起来了。
And sometimes in the process of trying to correct somebody, that other person, sinful nature comes out even more.
那所以有的时候，神要我们说话有时，安静有时。
So sometimes God wants us to know when to speak and when to be silent.
所以爱的第一个定义是什么？
So what is the first thing, that God requires of us with love?
很久忍耐。
Is that we need to have long suffering, to have patience.
Yeah, 翻得很好 long suffering. long suffering. 爱是很久忍耐。Amen.我们要容让别人的缺失，我们不是有的时候不是立刻要不是立刻的，我们很喜欢立刻的去改正别人，但是神有时候要我们 patient, long suffering, amen.
So God sometimes he wants us to be patient and have long suffering and to wait, even though a lot of times we want to immediately correct somebody.
那但是最重要的还是都是耶稣的宝血。
But,Ultimately, the most important is, you know, it's we all need to be covered by Jesus' blood.
我们自己需要耶稣宝血的洗净饶恕。
We need, Jesus' blood to purify and cleanse us and to forgive us.
我们也需要为别人祷告。
And we need to pray for others.
求耶稣的宝血洗净饶恕赦免。
To pray for Jesus' blood to purify.To cleanse, for, to have mercy and forgiveness.
我们新约的执事不是一个定罪的执事。
We know that the New Testament calls us, it's not about condemnation.
It's not a ministry of
judgment. It's not a ministry of judgment.
那而是一个恩典、恩惠的福音。
But it's a gospel of grace.
那有的时候这个需要我们的包容与忍耐。
And so often it will require us to have compassion and to have patience.
所以有的时候安静此时无声胜有声。
So sometimes we need to have that, quiet.
那我们也需要耶稣给我们一个饶恕的心。
And, We also need to ask Jesus to give us a heart that is willing to forgive.
那也为对方代求。
And to intercede for others.
那个忍耐是一件很不容易的事。
And this patience is not easy.
所以曾经保罗提到欢欢喜喜的宽容忍耐。
And so Paul talks about, you know, being joyful in this patience.
而不是我们通常都是苦苦的忍耐。
And oftentimes, us as people, we, you know, we struggle and we suffer through this patience.
所以我们需要神的喜乐有给我们。
So we need this, you know, joy from God.
那也让我们的眼目来转向耶稣。
And we need to turn our eyes to Jesus.
神在苦难中扩大我们的度量。
Through these, difficulties, God is, expanding our abilities.
在诗篇圣经有说你使我们经过水火却带我们到丰盛之境。
In Psalms it talks about how God is leading us through the water and fire, but he's leading us to somewhere, even better.
所以我们没有什么可夸的。
So really, we have nothing to boast of.
三个仇敌，撒旦，肉体，世界。
So again, the three enemies that we have, the first is Satan, and the second is the flesh, our own flesh, and the third is the world.
那所以，在我们的里边有这些，有些这些老我，这些还没有完全让耶稣同在掌管的部分。
And so in us there are parts that have not been completely surrendered to God, these old, our old self.
所以我们天天需要耶稣的血洗净。
So every single day we need Jesus' blood to cleanse us.
所以保罗说，他说我没有什么可夸，我只夸耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And that's why Paul says that he doesn't boast of anything other than Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以有的时候我们发觉，如果对方没有办法接受我们的改正，我们保持忍耐。
So sometimes when we realize that other people cannot understand or take our words of correction, then we have to practice patience.
相反的，我们求主更多的爱进到我们里面。
And at the same time, we ask God to give more of His love in us.
很久忍耐又有什么？恩慈。
So, you know, not just having long suffering, but also kindness.
或是, yeah, gracious words.
Being gracious.
Yeah. 这是一个过程。
So, this is a process.
所以如果你把神量我们在家庭或是在一些环境，就是让我们学习让他的爱来代替我们。我们里面缺少忍耐，我们里面也缺少恩慈。
So we have to, you know, rely on Jesus, because within ourselves we lack this this graciousness. We sometimes we lack patience.
很多时候我们不喜欢不义。
A lot of times we don't like it when others are unrighteous.
神也不喜欢不义。
And indeed, God doesn't like unrighteousness either.
但是神也要我们用忍耐恩慈来待人。
But God wants us to have patience and graciousness to lead others.
使我们借着以善来胜恶。
So that we use love to overcome evil.
我在想摩西他在带以色列那些人真不容易。
So I believe, you know, for Moses leading the Israelites during that time was not easy.
所以他不断的经过那些环境，他就变成一个最谦卑的人。
Because of all those situations he had to go through, he became a very humble man.
我在想他在旷野里边，他认识自己。
I'm sure when he was in the wilderness, he came to know himself.
所以当神呼召他的时候，他觉得他不行。
So that's why when God called him, he felt like he was not able.
神让他看到他自己像大麻风的病人一样。
And God let him see that he was just like a man with leprosy.
那只有神是圣洁的。
And only God is holy.
那我们在新约里面，只有耶稣的宝血使我们称义。
And we know in the New Testament that it's only through Jesus' blood that we can be righteous.
只有耶稣的宝血使我们成圣。
And only His precious blood can allow us to be holy.
那只有耶稣的宝血可以堵住撒旦的攻击。
And only Jesus' blood can help protect us from the attacks of the enemy.
他为我们流血就是一种牺牲舍己的爱。
When He shed His blood for us,That was his sacrifice and love for us.
他也要我们得到这种牺牲舍己的爱。
And he wants us to also have this heart that has a sacrificial love.
所以就是很久忍耐又有恩慈。
So to have, again, to have this long suffering and also to be gracious.
他也不要我们自夸。
He doesn't want us to boast in ourselves.
通常有 conflict, 有冲突的时候，就是我们有我们的自我在。
And oftentimes when there's conflicts among people, it's because ourself is involved.
假如我们更深的认识自己，我们会站在一个低的地步。
And if we really understand ourselves even better, we will remain humble.
因为我们知道我们完全都是凭他的恩典。
Because we all know that, you know, we all rely on Jesus' grace.
我们完全都是他的恩典。
It's all his grace.
所以看到别人的不完全，我们就为别人相信。
So when we see other people's shortcomings,
所以
we still have, you know, faith.
所以耶稣讲说你们若信神就必看见神的荣耀。
And the Bible says that if you believe in God, you will see his glory.
当我们看到不完全的人，不完全的人性的时候，如果我们持续为别人相信。
When we see other people's shortcomings and we continue to have this faith and belief in them.
你盼望，你存着信心。盼望神做工在别人，为别人相信。
And when we have faith and trusting in God to work in those people,
持续的相信。
And to continue in this, faith.
持续的相信神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意要成就在别人的身上。
When we have faith that God will, you know, accomplish His work in other people.
各位弟兄姊妹。江山易改，本性难移。
Because brothers and sisters, it's easier to move a mountain than to change someone's character.
那所以有的时候，一方面忍耐，一方面为别人相信。
So on one hand we have patience, and on the other we have this faith for other people.
所以其实在这个过程中，最大的难处是我们的自己生命。
And truthfully, in all of these situations, the most difficult thing is overcoming ourself.
所以甘恩夫人曾经提过，她说，神就是要借着这些来致死我们的己生命。
Madame Guillaume said that God uses these.Difficulties to allow us to crucify ourselves.
那感谢神，我们只有夸耶稣的十架宝血。
And so we can only boast in Jesus' blood and His cross.
那我们也为别人相信，宝血要临到别人，要不断的改变别人。
So we also have this faith in us that.The blood of Jesus will also transform others.
那另外一方面，我们也需要神把神的话丰丰富富的藏在心里面。
And the other thing is that we need to store God's word fully in our hearts.
因为打这一场仗，除了耶稣的宝血以外，
because to fight this battle, besides having the blood of Jesus,
那也需要上帝的话。
We also need the word of God.
有人说，属灵的征战最大的战场是人的心思、人的魂、生命、思想、意志、情感。
There are people who say that, you know, one of the biggest battles that we face, you know, spiritually in this world is dealing with people's, you know, soul, mind, and thoughts.
是我们的思想。
It's really our thoughts, our thinking.
我们需要上帝的话更多的藏在我们里面。
So we need to store God's word in our hearts.
那好叫我们面临的时候，我们有圣经的话能反映出来。
So that when we face different situations, we have God's words in us to respond.
我们的心思意念不断的被神的话更新。
And our hearts and minds are also continually being transformed by God.
比如说圣经的话叫我们不要以恶报恶，反而要以善胜恶。
So for instance, the Bible tells us not to repay evil with evil, but to repay evil with good.
比如说神要我们口说恩言。
Or the Bible also tells us that we should speak gracious words.
那如果我们肯照着这一些来做。
And so if we're willing to do these things,
我们主耶稣会帮助我们得胜。
Jesus will help us overcome.
我们需要很多的神的话。
So we need a lot of God's words.
那神的话像是两刃的利剑。
And we know that God's word is like a double-edged sword.
那先在我们自己里面刺入刨开。
First, it pierces us, ourselves.
我们的灵与魂，骨髓与骨节。
It pierces between, you know, bone and flesh.
那然后也在别人身上也能够做一个也能够得胜。
But the word of God also works in others.
那这边特别提到见证神的道。
Here, back in Revelation, talks about the word of testimony.
那所谓的见证神的道就是要宣告。
And this testimony is really being able to preach the word of God.
宣告。
Or to proclaim.
Yeah,
proclaim the word of God.
而且是说要不只是口里面宣告出来。
And it's not just, you know, using our mouths to proclaim.
而且是活出来。
But it's living.
就是让主的话从我们生命中活出来。
So that we're letting God's word, we're living out God's word.
我有时候几个月没回来，回来这边的时候，看到有的人我觉得有进步。
Not having been here for several months, when I come back, you know, I see that, you know, there are those of us here that have improved.
好像神的话逐渐的在一个人生命中活出来。
You can see that there's more of God's word being lived out in that person's life.
比如说，当我们更多有神的爱。
For instance, when we have more of God's love.
爱既完全就把惧怕除掉。
Because love is perfect, then it casts out all fear.
那所以当我们里面更多有神的爱，有天父的爱，我们有安全感。
So when we have more of this love from God, then we are at peace.
那我们就不容易被别人刺激到。
Then, you know, we're not easily, be stirred up by other people.
对。那还有就是我们比如说圣经里面告诉我们说在我们里面的比世界更大。
And we also know in scripture says that he who is within us is greater than those that are with out there.
在新约里面的圣灵是一件伟大的事。
And in the New Testament we know that the Holy Spirit is an amazing gift.
那是什么？是因为耶稣已经胜过了撒旦。
And the reason is because Jesus overcame Satan.
胜过了罪恶。
And overcame sin and evil.
洗净了罪行。
He purified us.
从死里复活。
And he resurrected.
胜过了空中执政邪灵这些邪灵。
And overcame all the evil powers on this, in this world.
坐在至大者的右边。
And to set the right hand of God.
浇灌圣灵下来。
And to send down the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵可以说是复活的耶稣借着圣灵要住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit, we can say, it is that resurrecting life of Jesus that is in us now.
在旧约的时候，神的灵不可能在人的里面。
In the Old Testament, the God's Spirit could not dwell in people.
但是借着耶稣基督的十架宝血洗净我们，神的灵可以住进来。
But because of the cross and the blood and the purifying and the purification of that blood, the Holy Spirit can dwell in us.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们需要当我们面临属灵的征战的时候，我们要认知一件事，不是我们凭自己的血气去征战。
So, brothers and sisters, it's important to know when we're going through spiritual warfare that we should not rely on our flesh.
我们要让住在我们里面，我们要认知在我们里面的主。他是得胜的。
We have to acknowledge the one, the Jesus who is in us, because he's the overcomer.
我们就不用用我们的血气，我们的一些情绪，好像来改变事情。
So we will know that we don't need to use our own flesh and our own emotions to try to change the situation.
相反的，我们更多的赞美神。
At the same time, we should.Practice praising God.
就是赞美神。
Just to praise God.
因为有的时候我们发现我们没有办法立刻改变环境。
Because often we realize we can't immediately change our situation.
那我们就更多的赞美神。
So we practice praising God.
你知道这个见证神，见证神的道，那个见证原文的意思是什么吗？
So do you know what the original meaning of giving testimony is?
见证原文的意思是殉道。
The original meaning of testimony, means to be martyred.
那意思就是神的话活出来，让我老我死掉。
Which is essentially allowing God's word to be lived out in our lives so that, you know, we die to our old selves.
那神的话说出来。
And so that God's word comes out.
耶稣是道成肉身。
You know, so Jesus, he was the word who, that became flesh.
但是当圣灵进来。
When the Holy Spirit comes in us.
当神的话进到我们心思。
When God's words comes into our thoughts.
然后我们活出来。
And when we live it out.
时间要让我们的老我逐渐的死掉。
Over time, it causes our old self, to be put to death.
但是耶稣的话活出来。
But instead, God's word is lived out.
耶稣曾经讲过一件事。
And Jesus once said,
他说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
He said that, you know, if a seed does not fall into the ground, then it's just only just one seed.
那但是当我们老我逐渐死掉的时候，那神会结出子粒来。
But when we allow our old self, to be put to death, then God can work in us to bear more fruit.
我们没有办法改变别人。
We can't change other people.
但是我们可以求主自己的话，自己的神的灵先改变我们这个人。
But we can allow God's word to first change us.
所以保罗讲死在我们身上发动。
That's why Paul says that, you know, death is at work within us.
生在别人身上发动。
And we know that life can also work, in others.
也在我们自己身上发动。
And ourselves as well.
那是耶稣基督复活的生命。
And that's because of the resurrecting, power and life from Christ.
我们的耶稣是复活的。
And our Jesus, he resurrected.
他是得胜的。
He is an overcomer.
他是君王，他是祭司，他是先知。
He is the king, he is the priest, and he is the prophet.
他是那位受膏者。
He is the anointed one.
他能够住在我们里面。
He can live in us.
Christ 是大写的。
You know, we know Christ is written with a, you know, capital, letters.
那我们基督徒是这个 C 是小写的。
But for us as Christians, it's lowercase.
所以我们需要神自己的膏抹在我们里面，我们也需要神的话在我们里面。
So we need God's anointing and His word in us.
那在以弗所书讲到那个征战的兵器。
And in Ephesians it talks about, you know, wearing the armor of God.
那讲到救恩的头盔。
Talks about the helmet of salvation.
我们每一个人，我们的思想，我们的头部需要耶稣基督来遮盖。
So our thoughts, you know, we need Jesus to cover.
我们需要公义的护心镜。
We need the breastplate of righteousness.
那也是耶稣基督是我们的公义。
We know Jesus is our righteousness.
我们需要信德的盾牌。
We need the shield of faith.
那我们需要耶稣赐给我们信心。
We need Jesus to give us his faith.
信道是从听道而来。
We know faith comes from hearing the word.
听道是从上帝的话而来。
And the word comes from,
如果我们有很多，
God.
我们不只是有很多的logos, 神的道。
So it's not only that we have, God's word.
我们也需要那个 rhema, living words.
But we need that living word in us.
那使我们有信心。
So that we can have the faith.
我们也需要真理束腰。
We need the belt of truth.
我们需要神，耶稣是我们的，他是道路，他是真理，他是生命。
We know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
那我们也需要平安的福音鞋。
And we also need the shoes of peace.
在至高之处，荣耀归给神。
We give glory to God.
在地上平安归给属他他所喜悦的人。
And may peace, be with those that God is pleased with.
上帝很喜欢一件事。
You know, God is delighted and very delighted in one thing.
他就是喜爱竭力保守和平的人。
He delights in those, who are peacemakers.
就是对使人和睦的人他喜欢。在诗篇那边也提到说寻求和睦。
That in Psalms it talks about those who seek peace.
当我们发觉一个人如果他所想的我们没有办法立刻跟他改变他。
When we realize that there are certain people that we can't just, you know, immediately change.
我们要竭力地保持平安。
We need to focus on maintaining this peace.
那我们就保持安静。
So we practice remaining silent.
那保持那个平安。
To maintain the peace.
你们知道神成圣的工作是什么吗？
So do you know how God does his work in making us holy?
是在平安中使我们的灵魂体全然成圣。
It's through having this peace that God is making us more holy.
Oh, 主，这是一个得胜。
And so this is a way to overcome.
只有当我们在平安中。
So only when we are in this peace.
这边特别讲平安的福音鞋。
And here we know it's the shoes of the gospel, which is peace, gospel of peace.
其实一方面在我们看是平安。
So you know, for us, we see it, you know, from one aspect as peace.
另外一方面也是一个和平。
The other is also reconciliation.
对 reconciliation, 就是神跟人之间的一个和平。
So we have this reconciliation between ourselves and God.
那有的时候神跟人之间借着耶稣的十架已经他废掉了冤仇，他代替了我们的罪，他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，使神跟人之间有了和平。
And you know, through the cross, God, you know, removed the barriers that were between us and him. And so now we can have this relationship with him.
那是耶稣的十架也拆毁了人与人之间的间隔。
And the same cross is breaking down the barriers we have with one another, with other people.
各位弟兄姊妹，如果我们让耶稣的平安、耶稣的训诲、耶稣的圣经里面的教训更多的在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, if we let God's word and his teachings dwell in us,
还有他的荣耀。
And if we allow his glory,
他的恩惠慈爱
His grace and love
那在我们里面
To be manifested in us
我们可以就是有的我们神可以借着我们替他发光
God can use us to be a light for him
很难得的是能够叫别人的心被改变。
So what's really hard is, you know, to change someone else's heart.
保罗告诉我们说，要我们攻破人心中的营垒。
So, you know, Paul talks about how, you know, we're to break through the strongholds.
能够让别人的那种骄傲的坚固的营垒破掉。
To break down, you know, those strongholds of pride.
有的时候不容易。
And you know, it's not easy.
除非我们是真的是穿上全副的军装。
Unless, you know, we are wearing the complete armor of God.
除非我们有上帝的话。
Unless we have God's word in us.
他讲了圣灵的宝剑。
Again, there's also this, you know, the sword of the spirit.
还有神的话。
Which is the word of God.
那能够为主赢得人神的心思与意念。
So that we can, you know, win over others for God.
那再提到就是他提到说并且就是就是他们虽至于死也不爱惜自己的性命。
And the third thing here for an overcomer is that they don't love their lives so much that they shrink away from death.
各位弟兄姊妹我们已经到了一个世代。
Brothers and sisters, we've come to this age.
许多的地方开始已经有逼迫。
We know that in many places there are already persecution.
那 有的是很明显的。
In some places, it's very obvious.
基督徒会被送到监牢里面去。
Some Christians are sent to prison.
在启示录里面，士美拉的教会得胜者，他说你要至死忠心。
And in Revelation, the church of
Smyrna.
It's hard to pronounce.
Chapter 2.
Smyrna.
Smyrna. 那他说你要至死忠心就可以得生命的冠冕。
Jesus tells them that, you know, if you're willing to basically be martyred, you'll receive a crown of glory.
在许多地方基督徒如羊被杀，迁往宰杀之地。
And there are many places in the world where Christians are basically like lambs led to the slaughter.
过去几年有一些基督徒跪在那里，那些回教徒用刀把他们的头砍掉。
And there are some places recently where Christians, you know, were beheaded by.
我是不敢看那些画面。
By ISIS, and you know, I personally wouldn't want to watch those footage.
对，那最近听说有孩子们也是这样子。
And recently I heard that there are children who've also been martyred.
难道我们基督徒这样子就没有指望了吗？
And so, brothers and sisters, is it because of these things that we don't have hope?
那不是的，那些为神之道被斩的人，他们在要与主作王一千年。
And no, we know that, you know, Jesus promised those of us who believe that if we die for him, that we will rule with him.
特别就提到 behead.
And in the Bible, it's pretty specific about talking about those who are beheaded.
我不知道这样的时间，美好的时刻，平安的时刻，在美国或在世界各地还有多久。
And so I don't know how much longer we have this kind of peace in the United States.
或是世界各地。
Or just in the world in general.
我最近看到一个国家。
Recently, yes, I've been following a country.
那他们是排队植晶片。
There are people who are in this country who line up to take the microchip.
那在瑞典已经有几千人了。
In Switzerland, there are already many thousands of people who've taken this.
这个植晶片的意义就是它是属于这个世界的 system.
And the meaning of, you know, this kind of chip that people are taking, it represents the system of this world.
那我们晓得现在晶片几乎进到手机，进到这一切交易买卖信息什么东西都可以。但是当他要把它植到人体的时候，那是圣经所不许可的。
So we know that we use a lot of these technologies and our phones and, you know, different ways that we can go out and buy things. But the Bible speaks very clearly about that we should never allow this to be put into, you know, our physical bodies.
因为那些独裁者的政府。
The governments who are doing this.
他可以知道你在哪里，他可以甚至把他的思想灌输到你的里面。
They'll know, you know, where you are, and there are ways where they can influence your thinking.
圣经里面说，如果打了这个号码666，就与神没有办法，将来就是不能在天堂，就要在硫磺火。
In the Bible, it says very clearly that those people who take this mark, you know, the 666, they cannot have any part with God.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，我在这边也是跟大家提醒，有一天我们要殉道。
So brothers and sisters, I want to remind, you know, everyone here that one day, you know, perhaps, you know, all of us may have to be martyred.
可是更不容易的是为耶稣而活。
But perhaps what's even more challenging is to live for Christ.
因为为耶稣而活，让老我下来，那是更不容易的。
Because to live for Christ and to die to ourselves is even more challenging.
但是在但以理书告诉我们说，还有启示录都讲到1260天。
But we know that in Daniel and also in Revelations, it talks about the 3.5 years.
1260. 1260天。
The 1260 days.
那在但以理书特别讲到，如果活到1300多少天的，那人就有福。
And the Bible talks about how, you know, there's some people who are able to live to the one.
Yeah. 那人变为有福。
A certain number of days, that person is blessed.
那到那个时候，耶稣要在地上。执掌王权。
And so, you know, when that day comes, you know, Jesus will come and, you know, rule over the world.
那我们也有一个荣耀的盼望。
And so we also have this a glorious hope.
就是或许我们有的人可以被提。
That some of us might be raptured.
那就是不经过这种苦难。
And so they don't have to go through the tribulation.
那但是我们需要神帮助我们。
But we need God to help us.
能够在每一方面靠他得胜。
That in all aspects of our lives we can rely on him to overcome.
起初的爱心。
To have that first love in us.
虽然也许我们有很多忍耐好行为。
And you know, even if we have a lot of good, show a lot of good deeds and have patience.
那是不是我们跟神有一个新鲜的爱，把它放第一位的爱？
But do we also have, you know, this fresh love for God and a love that puts him first?
是不是我们跟这个世界，我们的心灵已经分别为圣？
Have we set ourselves apart from this world in our hearts?
爱耶稣胜过爱金钱。
Do we love Jesus more than money?
是否我们在一个邪恶的权势之下，我们单单的忠于主，而不臣服于邪恶的权势？
In this world that we live in, do we have, are we loyal to Jesus?
那有的地方的政权好像是有耶洗别的权势。
And we know that in some places in the world, you know, there's this power from the spirit of Jezebel.
但是当我们如果得胜，
But if we overcome,
我们可以用铁杖来辖管。
We can use an iron scepter to rule.
或是牧养。
Or to shepherd.
去年我们在台湾有过这样的经验。
Last year in Taiwan, we had this experience.
很多人祷告。
Many people prayed.
曾经在1124的大选得胜了。
So we were, you know, victorious during one of the elections.
现在还是需要继续的。
And so we continue need to pray.
因为那个政权是要把台湾变成亚洲第一、世界上同婚的天堂，他们这样讲。
Because there are people there who want to make Taiwan into like this haven for homosexuals.
Marriage. 那是很邪恶得罪神的。
And we know that this is really evil and against God.
感谢神，我想我们在每一个环境中我们都要靠主得胜。
So, you know, we need to rely on God to overcome in every aspect of our lives.
我也是在鼓励我们当中的人。
So I encourage those of you here.
我希望你们成为腓拉铁菲的教会。
I hope for you to be like the church of Philadelphia.
遵守神忍耐的道。
Those who patiently endure in God's word.
那圣经应许不是我说的，在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你们，免去你们的试炼。
So, you know, this is not just my words, but it's the word in the Bible that says,
you know,
that when everyone is going through these tribulations,
那他保守我们，免去我们的试炼。
He will protect us.
我不知道神要怎么做。
So I don't know how God will do this.
也许你被提。
Perhaps you'll be raptured.
也许有一个地方是一个逃城，你可以在那里耕作。
Perhaps God will lead you to a city of refuge.
耕作，躬耕而食。
So that you can.
我曾经想过机密，找一块地啊，我们可以躬耕而食。
To farm and live.
那有的人现在台湾他们是积极这么做，在其他的地方有的是这么做，在澳洲在纽西兰有人做，我们不知道神怎么带领。如果不是神带领，我们就不做啊。或许殉道也只是片刻之间就没有痛苦。
So we don't know how God will lead us. So if it's not what God wants us to do, then we won't do it.
或许我们在苦难的环境中，我们不觉得苦难。
But perhaps even in difficult situations, we might not, you know, feel that it is truly difficult.
盖恩夫人在监牢里面的时候，她说她像一只快乐的小鸟。
When Madame Guillaume was, you know, in prison, she felt like she was this really happy bird. Because heaven is in her heart. And so God will protect us.
在普天下受患难的时候，保守我们，免去我们的患难，免去我们的试炼。
Yeah, so God will be with us in those days of tribulation.
这也是我们的盼望。
So this is a hope that we have.
Amen. 我们没有，我们如果我们活着，愿意为耶稣而活，为耶稣而死，你连死都不怕，你就得胜了。
So you know, if we're willing to live for Jesus, but also to die for Jesus, and not to be afraid.
开敞开的门。
And not to be afraid of death, then we have truly overcome.
所以他也会为我们开敞开的门。
And we know God will make a way for us.
那Open the door.
And open the door.
那通天的门。
It's the door that leads to heaven.
还有机会的门，工作的门。
He'll give us the doors of opportunity, doors for our work.
传福音的门。
Doors for us to share the gospel.
只要我们遵守神忍耐的道。
As long as we continue to endure in patience in God's word.
那他需要教会有注视。他需要教会有柱石 pillars.
Oh, he needs the churches to be pillars.
Yeah, 得胜者
to overcome.
感谢神，我这是我深深的期许 ，TGC 有更多这样的人。
And this is really my hope and desire for our church to have more people like this.
启示录两个教会，耶稣没有责备。
There are two churches in the book of Revelation that Jesus did not rebuke.
一个是士美拿。
One is the church of Smyrna.
那是为主受苦受逼迫。
It's a church that, you know, suffered for Christ.
另外一个就是腓拉铁腓。
And the other one is the church of Philadelphia.
腓拉铁腓就是遵守神忍耐的道。
And that church, they patiently endured in obedience to God's word.
另外一个腓拉铁腓的意思就是兄弟相爱。
The other word for Philadelphia means brotherly love.
我们很需要耶稣的爱更多的在我们里面。
So we need more of Jesus' love in us.
感谢神。我想我今天就讲到这。
So, thank God.
希望你成为一个得胜者。
And I hope that all of you become overcomers.
我们活着如果不得胜，那又有什么意义？
Because if we live on this earth and we don't overcome, then what is the meaning of it?
我们不要当我们跌倒的时候，我们不要灰心。
So when we fall short, don't be discouraged.
我们还是要耶稣的血来洁净我们。
We still need Jesus' blood to purify us.
我们活着是有一个盼望，就是要成为一个得胜的基督徒。
Because for us to live, we have this hope.To be overcomers for Jesus.
将来我们可以从主得到赏赐。
And you know, we'll be able to receive the reward from Jesus.
Amen. 把荣耀归给主。
All glory belongs to God. 谢谢。
好，可以。